You're very, very welcome back to the programme. And in front of me now is David Oliver and his wife Kat, who are in studio with us. How are you guys?
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in on this Saturday morning. What are you up to at the moment?
Lots of things, Greg. The last time we were in with yourself, we were talking about Guts the Musical. So
That's
come and gone. We did Letterkenny, then we did the Millennium Forum in Derry with an absolute brilliant performance in Derry. That was June, and so we took the summer off. But now at the minute, I'm actually marketing it and promoting it, talking to a few people in Dublin, trying to pitch it out there. There's a few theatre companies. Hopefully, if I can get a professional group to take it on, I think that would really...
That's all the background stuff that we don't really see as much.
Yeah. Yeah. And the show that people did see was an amateur production with no resources, no financial resources. So we done a magnificent job. But now,
have you got this in the back of your head that you, no disrespect to what went before, but you think, you know, we could really do something huge with this? Is that where you're going with it, or?
Well, I think it can come in many. Like I personally would love to see the show taken on by numerous companies, theatres, like any musical. Anybody writes a creative project, they'd like to see it in many forms. We did an amazing job. I would like to think we will do it again, revisit with the original group or cast, you know, and do it again at some point. But in a professional context, I think if you had the best in the business, i.e. best dancers, choreographers working on a project such as that, I think there'll be no limit to what could be achieved.
All the while, presumably, you're still songwriting. Do you write songs together? Or...
We fight together.
I mean, you fall out and then write about it.
Yes,
it's a collaboration.
We're not that cynical.
No, we don't sit down to write together, but, you know, say it at the weekends, we have made a few wines or whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, we get the guitar out and, you know, we would come up with melodies and lyrics or whatever, but you would do a lot of writing.
No, well, it's not. It's not like a conscious thing. We're not sitting down like, you know, it's Friday night, let's write a song, you know.
What a romantic. What has our relationship become?
That wasn't a good weekend.
That's when you're talking.
Well, if you're just having a crack and the drinks, and then maybe, you know, we'd be listening to a bit of YouTube, you know, the usual night, and then maybe we're having a mood and something would...
Yeah, I'd say that's probably where the best stuff can come from.
Well, that is the best stuff. That's the real stuff. Yeah, but they orchestrate it. No, I don't think it works for us.
It's coming from a very relaxed place, isn't it? As opposed to sitting in a room, you know, just trying to scribe something.
It doesn't work like that. Yeah. You know,
But some people probably try it like that.
Well, I think a lot of people do. I think this is not a problem. But
we're going to lock ourselves away for 2 weeks and write an album. Right. I mean,
That's the me. It's on demand. Some people can, but if the song's there, it'll come out for us. And if it's not, there's no great panic.
Horses for courses, I suppose. Will you sing for us now, then we can chat a bit more?
Yes, surely.
What are you going to do for us?
There's a song called Believe. I wrote this about 12, 13 years ago, and we were supposed to put it in an album. We just didn't get around it because life can get in the way of things.
Sounds like a lyric, doesn't it?
It probably
is.
Where's the vino? Okay, this is David Oliver and Kat. Take it away.
A song's called Believe.
Stardust falling on a cloudless night. Teardrops falling by pale moonlight. This the calm before the storm. I will believe in you. life as we know it will come to pass. The grains are few in the hourglass. Times are fading, it slips away.
Brilliant.
Thanks.
Is that old, is it? Mm-hmm. It's like you can see that on a movie soundtrack or something. Or?
Jeez, thank you very much.
Well, you're not going to like me for my next question. You collaborate quite a lot, and I didn't know, but you're partly to blame.
Referee.
No, you're partly responsible for Hold On To Your Hat and other songs like that.
Guilty. I'll just leave now.
But you co-write quite a lot, and Donegal Doll out there as well. My Donegal Doll. That's all you, is it, David? And you working with these other artists, is it?
Well, I've done with Paul McDivitt and several other DJs over the years, and different. I've said from day one, all I like is writing. The cat's the singer. You know, I sing a wee bit, but my passion's writing, and always wanted people to sing the songs and take them on.
But how? It's your stuff, though. When they're taking it and doing whatever they want with it.
Well, that's a very good point. Well, and
is that great? Good.
Well, I suppose it is.
You're worse if nobody wanted it. Yeah.
That's exactly. Well, but listen, and you know, I was only joking, but I mean, you know I only have in front of me a couple of the songs that you've worked on, but these are songs that are going to be around for a very, very long time, and they'll be re-recorded and re-recorded. You know.
Well, hopefully, after the Ghosts and Ocean album, that's 2011, there were songs on it, My Donegal Doll and Tell Me Girl I'm Leaving. They were good, strong songs, you know, but they were sort of folk-based, and we know that in this country in particular, even up around the northwest, the country scene's massive. So David James, he knew about the Donegal Doll, asked to record it. That's great, go for it. He's doing the one now, Tell Me Girl I'm Leaving. That's coming next. That's going to be an absolute cracker. In regards to Derek Ryan, he just heard the album also and just liked my lyrics. He liked the way I wrote lyrics, and so he wanted he suggested to me with a main co-writing, so I says that's fine. And in fairness, Hold On To Your Hat, he began that particular song. That was more him. Flowers In Your Hair was more me. There's one or two we did together, you know. But
see, good music is good music. It doesn't matter on the genre. You might not certainly like how, you know, the way it's structured and all, but I mean, you know, you could re-record Hold On To Your Hat as a straight-out pop song, or as a different...
Yeah,
you know
that
what I mean?
Flowers In Your Hair is a brilliant example. So, I think it's a pop song. It's massive potential, but he obviously has to please his market, which is doing.
Yeah.
So, but as you say, a good song's a good song, and I'm not precious. I never was.
You're not what?
Precious.
I thought you said priceless. Very, very good. But what happens then, though, is... I presume you become increasingly in demand because, you know, you've got a breakthrough artist and I'm managing them or whatever. And I says, look, you need one big song. These guys and girls, that's what they need. They need one big song to sort of get on the bills and all. So someone like you would be like, right, well, you're invaluable in this situation because we need an album now.
Well, this is the way it's, hopefully it's panning out. But you'd be surprised, Greg, you know, that is the case. But a lot of artists, and fair play to David and fair play to Derek, I suppose, too, a couple of years ago for wanting to do that. There's a lot of artists, not just country, in general, all over, who, in my opinion, I'm not saying lack the moral courage to take an unknown song and run with it. You know, people like to play it safe, not because they're dealing with songs that they know very well.
Songwriters try and play it safe as well as that too, you know. No. So, well, I'll tell you, a lot of people, for instance, I've noticed a lot of singer-songwriters, I've got no talent, but it's you'd be surprised how rarely they'll put high notes in a song for themselves.
Seriously?
Well, listen from now on.
Woo!
Yeah.
Controversial.
It's not controversial, but it takes a bit of testicular fortitude, you know.
Oh, very good.
Whatever the alternative is. Right, will you sing another one for us?
Sure.
Great stuff. What's this going to be? Because I only need to shut up at this stage.
Not at all.
Well, funny you're on about the song. To me, in my opinion, this would be like Kat, she can sing country, and say like a Robert Mazzello with a good deep bass voice. This is the type of song. So just throwing it out there in airwaves, but for like a good strong country singer with a bass voice.
I'm excited about this one.
What's this? You might, because we're going back to the concert.
I said I won't be disappointed. I said I'm excited.
Well, that won't last very long, Greg. Okay.
You'll knock that out of me. Right, what is it then, sir?
It's called The Devil's in My Boots. Just a wee country number. Here we go. If your eyes are on me, you're looking at yesterday. Because I'm a nighttime lover and the daytime runaway. Try and take my loves like water from a stone. The devil's in my boots and I will walk this world alone.
You whispered in my ear we'd never be apart. You lay a brand in iron across my open heart. Sometimes it takes a thunderstorm to clear the air above. Sometimes it takes a broken heart to know you.
How small he'll be. Fruit can still be rotten when swinging from a tree. Try and take my love, it's like water from a stone.
The devil's in my boots and I won't walk this world alone. I bet the truth tastes good from a belly full of lies. It's easier to hate me, you can see it in your eyes. Find yourself a better man who's caring and able. 'Cause memories alone don't put no bread upon the table.
You can lay no roots in a ground made of clay. You can't be in love when you always walk away. To try and take your love is like water from a stone. The devil's in your boots and you must walk this world alone. A man's gotta be big enough to see how small he'll be.
Be rotten when swinging from a tree. Try and take my love, it's like water from a stone.
The devil's in my boots and I will walk this world alone. I'll try and wash away the dust upon my soul, but all the loves I've taken will never fill the hole.
The sound of broken dreams is all that I can hear. Do you see your true colors reflected in my tears?
A man's gotta be big enough to see how small he'll be. Fruit can still be rotten when swinging from a tree. Try and take my love, it's like water from a stone.
The devil's in my boots and I will walk this world alone. Oh,
a man's gotta be big enough to see how small he'll be. Fruit can still be rotten when swinging from a tree. Try and take my love, it's like water from a stone.
The devil's in my boots and I will walk this world alone.
Brilliant.
Are you still excited?
Because I'm a big fan of Johnny Cash, you know.
Well, funny you should say that.
And he could record that, or he can't now. But
well, he can. Well, you're right, he can't. Yeah. But do you know J.P. McCauley?
No.
He does a Johnny Cash tribute. He's from Strabane Direction. Yeah. He's an amazing, amazing voice. Yeah. I think I've sent it at them.
I have to go.
Yeah. Where are you going?
I have to go. It's 12 o'clock.
No, we're not going. We're staying.
David, Oliver and Kat, thank you so, so much for coming in. That was absolutely brilliant. I hope the Guts thing comes off for you and keep up the fantastic work, both of you. Thanks so much. Okay.